As you know, James, our country is 100 and something more years. And from the very beginning of this country, there's always been a cry out by our people against corruption. Government after government have consistently spent money, spent time, designed policies to fight corruption. But obviously, we are not getting it very, very right. So the idea is to see what we are doing that we are not doing right, to see how we are reasoning that we're not reasoning right, and to see what changes need to be made. And when I say that, I don't mean we are trying to reinvent the wheel. But clearly, there is need for some changes. We commenced this in January. We had the first consultative meeting, including all the integrity institutions, all the stakeholders, civil society organizations, and donor partners. And we agreed that we'll plan a large national conference around this question of perception and designing a workable strategy to fight corruption. Unfortunately, the coronavirus came in, so things were delayed. But now that things are clearing out, we decided to proceed and complete what we started in January. We hope that His Excellency the President will have time to come and open the conference.
It seems to me that Liberia has not fared well in the last 3 years with groups like Transparency International when it comes to the fight against corruption. Looking at this, it seems, therefore, that your commission is facing a very tough challenge.
I agree with you that we are facing a tough challenge. But I also agree with you that our country has not been very, very successful in fighting corruption, and it's not in the past 3 years. Like I said earlier, this is something that's been on the table, it's been in existence since the founding of this country. I believe, actually, that some progress has been made in the past 3 years. Some successes has been recorded in fighting corruption, both in investigating and prosecuting corruption, and in conducting audits, and conducting financial intelligence investigation. However, all these successes are not sufficient. A lot more is still required. And that is the whole motivating factor in conducting this national conference.
The Liberian Bar Association, which is one of the organizations invited by your commission to participate in today's conference, says it will not participate. I wonder, what do you make of that?
James, I told you from the very outset that this is a national endeavor. It is not politics. I'm not going to make comments on issues that surround politics. We invited all political parties, all civil society organizations in Liberia, all stakeholders. We don't expect that everybody will come, but we hope that as much as possible, people who are interested in fighting corruption should come. This is not about an individual. We should not make it a political subject or a subject around an individual. This is a national effort. And if you have idea and you can make contribution, this is a forum and time to make that contribution.